The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Bandido Latin Kitchen in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you information on good wines and good information about food as well in each and every episode. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience here are ready to taste some of the foods, and they're getting their wines poured as I speak. From the kitchen is going to be some very nice food. You'll be interested in what it's going to be. We'll talk about the wines and the foods in just a little moment. My guest tonight, if he's available, is Kent Harmon, who is the manager. I got a feeling he's probably had to leave. He had some problems at home that he had to worry about. We've been offering good information about food and wine pairings for quite some time and appreciate your listening, and tonight, of course, is no exception. The choices are interesting for tonight, and I'm certain you'll discover more about food pairing and wines for the future. And I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during a broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio. Plus, we're available on podcasts and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is sunlight held together by water. Never thought of it that way, did you? So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with information, fun, great taste, right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Bandido Latin Kitchen, which is located in Las Vegas, Nevada, right off the corner of Flamingo and Howard Hughes. Easy to find, plenty of parking, and it's a 4,000-square-foot restaurant, so it holds a lot of people. It has breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Let me tell you, it's a great place to go. And the prices are right as well. Tonight we're going to start out with our usual three wines, but the first one is a little sparkling wine. Some people might call it champagne, but it depends on where it comes from. And in this particular case, it comes to us from Italy. And so they don't call it champagne. Asti, that's what they call it. This is Rista Mossata di Asti sparkling wine. And listen to this. The alcohol percentage here is very, very low. 5%. Very low. That's good. And what that means is it's a little tougher to pair food with the wine if the percentage of alcohol is higher. So we try to keep all of our wines at least 16% or less, and that way we can pair it with food without too much of a problem. And we're going to talk a little bit tonight about the food that we've paired with the wines as we go. And, of course, I just mentioned the Asti sparkling wine. We've paired it with something that you probably know about. A gentleman from Tijuana, Mexico, is the person that's giving credit for actually inventing this salad called Caesar salad. Some people think it's an Italian salad, and it has nothing to do with Italy whatsoever. Never saw Italy for 20, 30 years after it was invented. It was invented literally in Tijuana, Mexico, or San Diego, if you're talking American. And that Caesar is the gentleman that put it together. Caesar Cardini is his actual name. He was a chef, a restaurateur. He had several restaurants in Mexico, in the Tijuana area, and one or two in San Diego. So he was well-known, and when he came out with this Caesar salad, everybody fell in love with it, and it's just gone crazy since then. So everybody in the world knows about Caesar salad by now, but that's a good thing. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking to you from Bandido Latin Kitchen here in Las Vegas. You're listening to Wines du Jour, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's time to leave the cocoon. No more rain and cold weather. Enjoy the deliciousness of Columbo's. It's not just the delightful and tender steaks, the to-die-for fish specialties. Columbo Family Italian Specialties, along with jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. It's the feeling you get at Columbo's. It's easy, friendly, not fawning, and so far away from Beverly Hills prices, it makes for, oh yes, experience. It's easy. And don't we all need a large dose of easy and enjoy? Don't deny yourself and the family. It really is good times central. That's why you have got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's Mangia.
CRN listeners, don't forget What's Cooking in Wine with certified wine educator and master sommelier Michael Jordan, coming your way every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Find out about the latest trends in wine, food, and the good lifestyle. And by the way, Michael Jordan can talk to those of you that are really into wine and those that are maybe just discovering wine. The great educator Michael Jordan and What's Cooking on Wine Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific on CRN.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're here having a good time at Bandito Latin Kitchen here in Las Vegas. And we're talking about our first wine that we have poured. Everybody's enjoying. It's got a little bubble in it. We might call it champagne, but the Italians don't, since it comes from Italy. We'll just call it Moscato di Asti Sparkling instead. It's a 2018 release, and that simply means that the bottles were originally released in 2018. Now, if you have 2012, that means that they were released in 2012. However, the grapes, as an example, if we're talking about wine, the grapes were grown the year before. So it may be that they harvest normally in November, December of a given year. But by the time it gets bottled and everything, we've had a new year happen. And so they still call it the year that it was, the grapes were grown, as opposed to the year that the bottle was released. Does that make sense to you? Just so you know, just a little trivia, if you will. It makes it pretty easy to understand once you know that that date on the bottle is when the grapes were grown. No problem whatsoever. And tonight, this Moscato the Asti Sparkling that we have retails for about $11 a bottle. You can find it in almost any retail store that sells wine all across the country. I love the fact that it's got some nice stone fruit flavors to it, a little tangerine flavor as well. And even though my wife's not a big fan of it, it has a little honey flavor, which is good if you like a sparkling wine. And, of course, sparkle is always good to start the evening off. If you can do it at home and want to do it really nice, is to have a little sparkling wine, a glass before or at the very beginning of your dinner meal every night. That would be nice. Not volumes, not bottles, just a nice glass, or maybe even a half a glass, just to kind of get the bubbles going. That gets a digestive system working, and then you start with your meal. It works out very, very nice. And you, of course, have a different wine altogether to pair with the food that you're serving for your dinner meal. That works on a daily basis. Same thing could be true with lunch. A lot of people have a little Asti for lunch. And other people think that, no, it's got to be after 6 o'clock. It just depends on you, because we're not talking about volumes here. You don't drink a bottle a day. You drink a glass or two. In fact, the medical profession all around the world recommends that unless you have a health problem of some sort to keep you from doing this, you should have one or two glasses of wine every day, preferably with your dinner meal. But it could be at any time, whatever's convenient for you. Just thought you'd like to know that. This Moscato di Asti is pretty good. I mentioned that it has tangerine and honey flavor to it, but it's not overly rich or heavy. It's kind of a light one. So it's kind of good to start your meal out with something a little bit on the light side. So that's what I think is a good idea. And here at Bandito Latin Kitchen, we're having chips and salsa. The chef really knows how to make a pretty good salsa. This is not out of a bottle or a can. This is homemade, and it really tastes good. The only thing that's lacking, if you are a real critic, might be a little bit of heat. But more people like it without heat than do with heat, so I lose most of the time. And we have the salsa without the heat. But it's okay. Or we could always add to it. That's not a problem either. Our second wine this evening is a rosé. Now, rosé is a color. I can't remember now what we used to call it, but before we started calling it rosé, blanc, yeah. So anyway, blanche, yeah. So what we have to do now is just consider ourselves lucky to have a little bit of rosé available, and it comes in lots of different flavors. By that I mean, to make a rosé, the winemaker would take red wine with, let's just say he starts out with the juice or starts out with the grapes. He squeezes the juice out of the grapes, throws the skin and the meat and the seeds back into that juice, and allows it to macerate for a given period of time. And the longer it macerates, the darker the color of the wine becomes. So when it gets to a nice, what we might call pink color or rosé, that's when he pulls all the skins and the meat and the seeds out from the juice, and he ends up with a rosé. Or he could leave it alone and have it be a nice dark glass of wine. Or not put any skin, meats, and seeds together with the juice at all and have a white wine. Nothing wrong with that. So that's how those three colors, if you will, are maintained. And tonight, of course, with our first Moscato d'Asti sparkling wine, they're serving a beautiful homemade, and I say homemade here at Bandito Latin Kitchen, homemade Caesar salad with croutons. And croutons, incidentally, are something that if you don't make them yourselves, and I know the majority of people probably do not, and that's okay, it doesn't make you bad, but let me just suggest that you do make some croutons. And I'm going to give you a real quick recipe on how to do it. Very simple to do, easy to remember. And I'd like to see you try it between now and next week if we can. And let me know how it turns out. You'll be amazed. You'll quit buying those store-bought croutons for doggone sure. So you would take a slice of bread. I use French bread normally. And just slice it about maybe 1 inch thick. And then each slice, cut it into cubes. That would be the problem that you're going to have, or not problem, but the result you're going to have when you're finished making the croutons. Then a skillet, heat the skillet up with 50% butter, 50% oil, and it would be a total of maybe half a cup, maybe a third of a cup, depending on how much bread you're going to toast. And when it gets hot, then you throw the cubes of bread into the hot oil, and let it toast. So when it gets lightly toasted, not heavy toasted, but lightly toasted, then you pull it back out, put it on a paper towel, and allow it to drain. And while it's draining, you sprinkle a little bit of fresh salt on top of it. Kosher, I like to use. You're going to find out that those croutons are far better than the kind you buy in a box. And actually, very much less expensive to make, too. Takes a little bit of time. But the net result is well worth the time to do that. So that's what I suggest you try. This stone fruit and tangerine and honey flavored sparkling is actually pretty tasty, isn't it? And it goes well, believe it or not, with the Caesar salad. And the Caesar salad, of course, they made the dressing right here at Bandito Latin Kitchen, and the croutons as well. So it's not too shabby. To have a little bit of that to start the evening out. Our next second item is going to be a little bit of a Côte de Provence French rosé wine. And it retails for about $18, and the percentage of alcohol for it is pretty low, too. It's 13%. And we talk about alcohol with wines, not because we're talking about driving and all that sort of thing. We're talking about pairing the wine with food, because that's what we like to do. We like to pair food and wine together every day with our dinner meal in particular. And so the higher the percentage of alcohol, the less palatable it is to go along with food. And the numbers, just so that you'll know, on the low side is around 13%, and on the highest side would be about 16%. Anything higher than that percentage-wise is not really compatible with food. So, theoretically, 13, 14, 15% alcohol is good to go along with almost any of the food to pair. So that's just something to remember. And rosé, as I mentioned earlier, is a combination of red and white wine, or red wine that's only been allowed to macerate for a much shorter given period of time. And this particular wine, when we get to it, which we haven't done yet, but we're still drinking the first one, the sparkling. But the rosé that we're about to taste secondly has a nice kind of an oaky flavor to it, which is kind of different for a rosé. Again, $18 a bottle, and it's 2017 is when those grapes were harvested. Our third wine this evening I'll talk about is a 2015 Cellini Plateau Pinot Noir Reserve, and it's 13.4% alcohol, which is very, very good, and that just means it's going to go very well with the chicken flautas that they're going to pair with it here. We like that, chicken flautas. Our first one, the Caesar salad that we're consuming now with the sparkling wine, the number two food to go along with our rosé is the chicken and rice with a little bit of cilantro in it. Very tasty, and I think you'll like that as well. So when we get to it, we'll talk about it. So right now we're just finishing up our sparkling wine, and we're finishing up our Caesar salad, which is a great way to start an evening off. Not a problem whatsoever. Now, when it comes to choosing wines to go with food, part of the reason that you want to choose a wine is based on the percentage of alcohol, which I've talked to you a little earlier about. But in addition to that, it's the type of grape and the method with which the grapes were harvested and processed. So if it has a lot of bubbles in it, like the sparkling wine that we're tasting as we speak, the D'Asti, sparkling is very good. And it kind of cleanses your palate when you're tasting it. You don't even have to have food. But if you do have food, it kind of tends to cleanse your palate after you finish the food. That's a good thing. So that's why we like sparkling wine, especially with our first course, typically on an evening. Or if you're going to have a nice lunch, there's nothing wrong with a little sparkling wine to start your lunch out. That's good. And the temperature that we try to maintain with sparkling wine in particular is on the low side. When I say low, I'm talking about low in terms of numbers, around 38 to 40 degrees in temperature. That's pretty low. So how do you get it to that temperature? Well, the first thing to do is to put it in the refrigerator, unopened, in the refrigerator for about an hour. And it could be longer, but at least about an hour. And then about 45 minutes before you're going to drink it, take it out of the refrigerator and let it start coming to room temperature. So it starts out at 39 degrees, and it starts to get warmer as it sits there on the counter. And when it gets around 40, which is about 20 to 30 minutes after you take it out of the refrigerator, take the lid off, pour it, you're ready to go. Make sense? So it still has a little chill on it, but it's certainly not cold. On the other hand, it's not truly room temperature. Sparkling wine at room temperature is almost boring. So you need to put a little bit of flavor in it. And the way to do that, believe it or not, is to add a little chill to it. That's the way it works. So that's a 2018 Mosato d'Este sparkling wine we're finishing up. And we're going to, when we come back, talk a little bit more about the 2017 Rosé from France. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet here at Bandido Latin Kitchen in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Be back in just a moment.
For an intimate, romantic getaway, escape to Maui's premier bed and breakfast, The Plantation Inn, a quiet oasis in the heart of Lahaina Town. Guest rooms and suites offer Hawaiian plantation decor combined with modern amenities and surrounded a serene courtyard with a pool, jacuzzi, and lush tropical foliage. The inn is located just steps from Lahaina's historic French Street for an easy stroll to museums, galleries, shops, and restaurants. Call 667-9225 or visit theplantationinn.com and plan your getaway now.
These days, here in Los Angeles, the cutting edge is the edge we all want to be on. And if you want cutting edge Mexican food, go to the Mercado chain. Mercado, Mercado Taqueria, Maradentro, and Extra in downtown Los Angeles. It's both classics and it's also a new wave of dishes, things you've never tasted before, plus great, amazing cocktails. They do wonderful things with tequila and with mezcal. And Mercado, Mercado Taqueria, Maradentro, and Extra, the best Mexican food in the new wave.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Bandido Latin Kitchen in Las Vegas. You're listening to Wine du Jour, and we're having a real nice time this evening. It's 80 degrees on the patio here in Las Vegas. Unbelievable. Beautiful weather. Sky is pretty clear. Sun is on its way down. Everything's kind of quiet. And how bad can it be? You know, a nice wine, a nice accompaniment to go with it. In the case of this evening, our Mosato d'Este sparkling wine that we're finishing up as we speak, they paired very well with Caesar salad, which is kind of a unique comparison are pair it together with it. It's pretty nice and very unusual. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty tasty. I see empty plates, so I guess that's a good thing. Yeah, it's when the plate's still full and they hand it in, then you know they didn't care for it for whatever reason. But the good part is the Moscato d'Asti sparkling wine is very tasty. And wine number two, which you're going to be pouring here in just a few moments, is a beautiful, let's just call it a rosé, or some people might call it a pink. What's this? A pink color, which is okay. Nothing wrong with that. This comes to us from France, which is nice. We like to have imported wines periodically as well. Our first one, that the d'Asti Sparkling, came to us from Italy, and now this one comes to us from France. Our third wine is going to be more local. It's an American wine, and we'll talk about that in a little while, with one of my favorite varietals, and that is Pinot Noir. So we'll talk about that after a while. Rosé, Côte de Provence in France, is very nice, and they're pouring it as we speak, and they're actually have taken some Chiote chicken, a little bit of rice, and put it together to make a nice little appetizer to go with our beautiful rosé this evening. The rosé, I think I mentioned earlier, but I'll do it one more time, retails for about $18 a bottle. It's available just about anywhere. Champs de Provence 2017 is the bottles that we're tasting this evening. And the alcohol percentage, I think I also mentioned that earlier, but I'll do it again, is 13%. Very low, very friendly for food, and we'll be a little bit amazed here when they show up with a little bit of this Achiote chicken and rice with cilantro to pair with that. That'll be a pretty good combination, I think. Wine takes a little bit of time to make. And it's not brain surgery by any stretch of the imagination. You don't need an awful lot of special equipment, realistically, to make wine. And anybody could do it. You know, you can find all kinds of books, or you could go online and how to make wine and so on. Very simple to do, and you might want to try it just for the heck of it. I know a lot of people have gone through and made 10 or 15 gallons of wine themselves and fell in love with the idea. And now they make a lot of wine on their own all the time. That doesn't mean that they don't buy wine. They certainly still do. But making your own is kind of a fun thing to do. It's just like learning how to cook, you know, and then pairing food and wine together is another real important thing. And that's what Wines du Jour has set out to do to start with. And that's what we really feature, is to pair food and wine together. That's, in my opinion, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So sit back and relax and have a couple glasses of wine. Not a couple bottles, just one or two glasses is perfect. When I say glasses, everybody says, okay, well, is that the big glass, a small glass, a middle-sized glass? And the answer is, a glass of wine typically is about 5 to 6 ounces. So you could put it in a mason jar. It doesn't make any difference. 5 to 6 ounces would be a glass of wine. And that's the way we do it. If you go to a restaurant and order a glass of wine, and almost every restaurant today has grown up enough to where they have wines by the glass available, you want to make sure that you order a glass of wine, and when you do, expect to get probably closer to 6 ounces of wine than 5. That's just the way it is in the restaurant business. But the rest of the world, they take 5 ounces out of a bottle. How many glasses would you get? 5, because there's 25 ounces of wine in a bottle of wine, and 5 ounces would be perfect. So that's the difference between homemade and restaurant style, if you will, is about an ounce of wine per glass. But it doesn't make any difference. 1 or 2 glasses is what you should expect to have on a daily basis with your dinner meal. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue on here on Wine Du Jour at Bandido Latin Kitchen.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
Are you tired of the courts usurping your freedom? America is supposed to be a democracy, but 9 unelected justices sitting up high in Washington, D.C. are making laws which they have no right to make. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific time on CRNTalk.com. Richard Nixon's a practicing attorney and noted author, and we talk all things legal, all things constitutional from a strict constructionalist perspective. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time on CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here at Bandido Latin Kitchen in Las Vegas. And we're just finishing up, our little chicken flautas, which is pretty tasty. At least I thought they were. Flautas, you could take that and translate it into tacos. They're talking about a small taco. That's truly what we're saying. Only these tacos. Excuse me, the flautas, instead of being taco-shaped, it's roll. So it's round, if you will, and very tasty. There's usually two bites to each, and we got, I think, three each this evening. So that's like six full bites to go along with a nice glass of rosé wine. How bad can that possibly be? You know, we like that. Now, that Caesar salad, which came out for us for our sparkling Osti that we had, was very tasty. Right on then to the beautiful chicken flatus. And now we're going to come up with wine number three. Wine number three is a Pinot Noir Reserve, one of my favorite varietals, Pinot Noir, coming to us, as I'm sure you know, like most wines, originally from France. And the Pinot Noir Reserve simply means that they made the Pinot Noir, bottled it, and I'm just going to use numbers here for the sake of discussion, and bottled it with, say, they bottled 15 cases of wine. And that's pretty small, but let's just use that as an example. 15 cases. And they sold 10 cases right off the bat, but the other 5 cases they held back in reserve. And now they call it Pinot Noir Reserve. There's nothing different between the reserve and the regular, other than it was held back for whatever reason. It doesn't have to have any particular reason, but that's all there is different. So if you see something and say, oh, no, I only like the reserve, don't embarrass yourself, because there is no difference between the regular and the reserve. The reserve just simply means it's been held back for some given reason, whatever that might be, for any period of time, whether it's a few months or a year or two. It doesn't make any difference. It's still considered to be reserve. Okay? Make sense? All right. Wine number three is the Pinot Noir, as I mentioned earlier. Pinot Noir being one of the first beautiful red wines coming out of France way back when, with a varietal that we now know as Pinot Noir, another competitor, if you will, red wine coming out of France would be Cabernet Sauvignon or Cabernet Franc. And what they have done over the years is they have taken Cabernet Sauvignon and blended a small percentage of Cab Franc with that Cabernet Sauvignon, and still call it Cabernet Sauvignon. Just so that you know, legally, they are allowed to add up to 25% of another wine into that juice and still can call it whatever the majority of the juice is, in this case, Cabernet Sauvignon. So Cab Sav, as a whole lot of people like to call it, is actually a wine that's very popular, especially as a red wine. It goes very well with things such as steaks, meat, heavy foods, if you will, by comparison, where Chardonnay might take care of the white items, such as, whatever it might be, all kinds of things that come from white wine. So that's good. So here we go with the Pinot Noir Reserve. It retails for $18 a bottle, and the percentage of alcohol is just a mite bit more than the second one. It's at 13.4%. So it's very light, very, very food-friendly, and I think you're going to like the food that they have put out to go along with it, which is a little chicken and rice dish that is going to be very tasty to go along with our Pinot Noir Reserve. Don't you think? I think it's good. I mentioned, but I'll do it again, 13.4% alcohol on our third wine, the Pinot Noir. That's pretty light. Again, looking for wine anywhere from 13 to 16% to be very food friendly. And 13.4% is super food friendly. It's a beautiful red wine, of course. Pinot Noir is a red wine, you know, a red grape, if you will. The taste is very, very good. I like the fact that it has a little currant taste to it that most wines do not have, and that's good. A little on the peppery side, which is a cool thing, and I think you'll enjoy it immensely with the food that they're going to bring out here in just a couple moments. That's the chicken and rice. And the chicken and rice, incidentally, has a really nice herb added to it, and that would be cilantro. And cilantro has a very distinctive taste, in case you aren't familiar with it. And we use it very often in making salads. So if we're looking to put a little heaviness or a little extra flavor in our salad, we might add a little cilantro to it to give it that little boost, if you will. Pretty common and works out very, very well. It's not negative in any way, shape, or form. It's a very good product and it tastes really well. So Pinot Noir, of course, being one of the world's second most favorite red wine, first being Cabernet Sauvignon. And so Pinot Noir is the second one. And here we have a beautiful, nice Pinot Noir Reserve, which we'll talk about, that has 13.4% when we come back from our break. Got to go to a break again. When we come back, we'll continue on with Wines du Jour here at Bandido Latin Kitchen. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dinges, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Avengers Endgame is finally here. Chris Evans is back as Captain America and says the fans have been so important over the years.
The dedication, that's really like the best word to describe it. They're so committed. It's this kind of built-in anticipation and built-in hype, and it makes every day on set exciting, because if you're excited about something, they're going to be excited about something, and that's what makes this so satisfying.
Avengers Endgame, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
W's China Bistro. W's China Bistro is a classic, but you know what? It's an unusual classic. It's down in Redondo Beach in South Bay, south of Los Angeles, and it's a casual classic, but it's also nice enough for a special occasion. It's really quite a wonderful restaurant. It's pretty. It's easy. It's reasonably priced. It's got something for everyone. It's W's China Bistro, and the food, of course, is great.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Bandido Latin Kitchen in Las Vegas. Let me tell you, I'm just really impressed with the weather this time of the year. It's really nice, and it's hard to believe that it's 80 degrees out. I mean, that's just a real surprise. Most people, if they had 70 degrees, they'd be thrilled, but 80 is almost unheard of, and this time of the year, we're really happy to have that. Our first wine this evening, which was the Moscato d'Asti sparkling wine. We really liked that. We moved on to the Rosé Côte de Provence. It's a French wine. Very tasty. And now wine number three they poured to us, but they haven't brought out the food to pair with it yet, but that'll be out in just momentarily. It's a beautiful Saleny Plateau Pinot Noir Reserve, which is incidentally fairly low in alcohol. The percentage is 13.4%, and it retails again just like the second one that we had for $18 a bottle. That's very nice. And the taste of this is, I think, really very, very nice. It has some of the cola flavors to it, if you will, and a little bit of currant. Currant is something I happen to like in wine. You don't see in red wine all that often. But here we have it in this Pinot Noir. And Pinot Noir being the second most popular red wine in the world. First being, of course, Cabernet Sauvignon. And this Pinot Noir is done very good. The alcohol percentage is low, 13.4, as I mentioned earlier. And that's very, very good, or at least I think it is, in terms of pairing with food. As long as it doesn't get up to 16 or over, you're okay. And incidentally, speaking of up to 16%, our federal government, in their infinite wisdom, have decided that if alcohol is up to 16 or more percent, they're going to charge extra tax. So the tax is heavier if the wine is 16.1% or 16.2 than it would be if it was 15.8. I don't know that you could taste the difference, but the percentage from a tax standpoint makes a world of difference. It's kind of wild, but that's the way it is. You know, it's amazing sometimes how they come up with taxes and the amount, the percentage. We typically would pay a dollar or so, either a bottle or a dollar or so for a case. And you need to know, if you don't already, there are 12 bottles in a case. Okay, there are 6-bottle cases, but that's called a half a case. Makes sense, huh? So a case is really 12 bottles. And just so that you know, each bottle has 25.4% juice in them. Ounces we're talking about, 25.4 ounces of juice. So, or roughly 25 ounces. So, half a bottle would be half that, would it not? Yes, it would. So that makes it pretty easy to figure out in terms of if you're going to have a party. Oh, I guess I should say, how many people would drink a bottle of wine? How many people would it take to drink a bottle of wine? Well, one very thirsty glutton, or about 3 to 4 people, or even 5, depending on if you're serving a lot of food or a lot of other drinks along with it. That would be per bottle. So it'll give you an idea, if you're having a party, how many bottles of this or that you'd have to get. You know, I remember watching people go down to the local retail wine store and bring home 2 or 3 cases of wine. That would be, let's say they decide they're going to have choices of 3 different wines. They get a case of each and bring it home. And then tomorrow they take 10 bottles back of each for credit. And they just didn't want to run out of wine, but they had no idea how much they should take. So how many bottles of wine does one person drink? Well, typically less than one, or about half a bottle if you're trying to figure it out. So if you have 10 people coming over, basically speaking, 5 bottles of wine is sufficient. Now, if they're really thirsty or there's no food or some other things to go along with it, it may be 1 bottle more than that. But typically, that's the way that would work, just so that you know. The food here this evening is very good, as it normally is here at Bandito Latin Kitchen. In fact, if you wanted to find a nice place that's only, I think it's about 6 blocks or so east of the Strip. It's not very far. You can walk there if you really are ambitious, but it's just a few blocks east of the Strip. It's right on the corner. It's a freestanding building. It's easy to find. Any taxi can tell you exactly where it is, or obviously take you to it, and that would be a good thing. So Bandito Latin Kitchen is a place that you might want to check out. The food here is always good. They're open for lunch and for dinner 7 days a week. And they're very, very well priced. They're not expensive at all when it comes to food and wine, so if you know what I'm saying. So we're going to enjoy a little bit of this while we go to a break. We're enjoying right now the Pinot Noir Reserve, and we'll talk more about that when we come back from our break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast right after this.
Everybody, Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right, watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
El Cholo has been around for 95 years. 95 years with the same family serving dishes that have evolved over the years. No question of that. Things have changed. The menu was much simpler back in the early days, but it's still traditional Mexican food. No strange new wave creations here. This is when you really want to go to the classics, the enchiladas, the tamales, the fajitas. They're all there at El Cholo. El Cholo, a restaurant that generations have gone to. Generations. I've seen great-grandparents, grandparents, parents, children. They're all there at El Cholo, going back for the food that they love. El Cholo, a great tradition throughout Southern California. When you're in Southern California, be sure to look for El Cholo. Check them out again at elcholo.com. That's elcholo.com. You want to taste the tradition? It's El Cholo.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. Having a great time here at Bandito Latin Kitchen. Sitting out here on the patio at 80 degree temperature in just a beautiful clear skies, and the food is fantastic as usual. This chicken dish that they served us to go along with our third wine, which is that Pinot Noir Reserve that I talked to you about, is just fantastic. I think it pairs extremely well with it. And the best way to check out what pairs well and what doesn't, let me just give you a little example. If you have some food, and let's just say a piece of chicken that you've grilled, just something very simple, and you've got a nice little red wine that you think you're going to pair very well with, how do you go about finding out what goes well with it? Number one, take a taste of the wine, and that would be about an ounce or so. Swirl it around in your mouth and swallow it. And pay attention to the taste and flavors that you have. Then, take a piece of chicken that you grilled. Take a bite of that, a small bite. Chew it up, swallow it, and recognize what the flavors were there. And then thirdly, take a little sip of the wine and add to that a little taste of the chicken together. Chew it up and swallow it, and you'll know what the pairing is all about. That's how we find out what goes well with it. And if you like it, that's good. If you don't, then you know that that particular method of cooking a chicken and that particular wine don't go well together, and try not to do it again. You can either write it down or try to remember it. I have to tell you that most food goes with most wine. A lot of people say, oh, I don't know if that's going to go well or not. Frankly, 99% of all food goes with almost any wine. Yes, that means white wine goes with red meat. That means, the other way around. It's just not as complicated as we'd like to think it was. I remember back in the 60s, boy, it was a really big deal to have food and a sip of wine together. It was like you're really stepping out of line there. Come to find out, it's pretty doggone good, and you probably have an enhanced taste, not only of the food, but also of the wine, by choosing them to join each other in your mouth, so to speak. So that's good. Try it. How much wine should you drink? Well, theoretically, according to the medical profession, one or two glasses of wine each day with your dinner meal, as they recommend, is good. And a glass of wine, according to them, is about 5 ounces of wine. Back to what I said earlier this evening, there's probably 5 glasses of wine per bottle because there's 25 ounces of wine in a bottle. And 5 ounce glasses, that's the mathematically, it's 5 by 5. So 5 glasses of wine to go with one bottle, and that's good. Now, if you run out of wine halfway through your meal, it's not a sin to have more wine. Not at all. On the other hand, the idea is not to have 2 or 3 glasses of wine with a regular dinner meal, if you know what I'm saying. Boy, I have to want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We're here at Bandito Latin Kitchen having a good time, and Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one premier wine and food pairing syndicated program. Remember, wine is food. For the entire food and wine and travel information, visit our newly expanded website that my wife put together, leskincaid.com. And we're always looking for more people that are interested in food and wine, so if you know anybody, make sure you let them know about Wines du Jour. Remember, wine is an alcoholic beverage with grapes, generally is fermented without any addition of sugar, acids, enzymes, water, or other nutrients. Yeast consumes sugar, and the grapes converts to ethanol. That gives you a great glass of wine. Don't you just love it? From the left coast, from the east coast, and from all around the world on the internet, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.